our highways.
Here's Chris Smith on the Tennessee Valley's home of ESPN Radio, 97.7 The Zone.
Log on today, 97.7thezone.com. Welcome to Talkin' Ball with Drew DeArmond. Call into the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline now, 256-382-0724. That's 256-382-0724. Now, here's Drew.
Welcome back to Talkin' Ball, Hour 2 of FNL Friday. We hope you enjoyed the first hour with Coach Demetric D. Warren. Want to thank Jamie for calling in. We talked some Alabama scrimmage in the first hour of the program. We're going to talk a lot of high school football in the second hour. But first, I'm honored to be joined on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline, speaking of Friday night football, and someone that was one of the most electric performers in state history at Jackson Olin High School back in the early 90s. He graduated in the spring of 1991. From Jackson Olin. His senior year, of course, was the fall in 1990. But he was, for me, still the most electric guy that I've ever seen put on an Alabama uniform in my era, and that's David Palmer. David, how are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing, sir?
Doing really well, and thank you for taking a few minutes to join us, David. I know it's a busy time for you, and I guess first of all, for our listeners, and so many of them from my generation, remember what you did for the Crimson Tide. But I guess kind of give everybody an update on what you're doing now.
Yes, I'm a special ed teacher. I work with Down syndrome and mentally challenged kids at Parker High School, and also I coach high school football at Fairfield High School.
Yeah, and that's an awesome deal. I'm glad that you're still trying to affect the youth in this state and taking the time to kind of mentor them as you were. And we remember your career at Alabama and, of course, at Jackson Olin. And every time I know you came along during the VCR era, and now there's so many DVDs and YouTube, and that's kind of how your legend lives on with Alabama fans. But I guess for you, and you're going to be featured at the Rocket City Tailgate Challenge tomorrow on Saturday, interacting with the fans and signing autographs and taking photos. But how is it for you that you're to have had such an impact, though, on so many people, especially Alabama fans, that you're still so revered and remembered after your playing days have passed?
It's a privilege and an honor to be recognized by a lot of Alabama fans. The things that I did on the field made a lot of people feel that I was grateful for being at the University of Alabama.
Yeah, and obviously you were a unique talent. To be honest, I've never seen one since like you, as far as to have your combination of quickness and elusiveness. And as Coach Gene Stallings, one of my favorite quotes about you was, he would say you could make someone miss in a phone booth. But do you follow college football closely now? And do you wonder, you know, what you could have done in this era with so many spread offenses and hurry-up attacks and getting guys like yourself out in space, what you could have done in this era?
Yes, football is totally different from when I was playing.
It is.
But back when I was playing, it was a pound football game. You know, that's Alabama tradition, running the ball. So, if I was playing in today's game, you know, I think I would have put up a lot of numbers. Malmo was creative like Lane Kiffin is, I think I would have put up some big numbers. I don't think they would have been able to catch those if I was able to play an offense like that they're playing today. That's why I was going to choose Florida State, because they threw the ball a whole lot. But Alabama was the best choice for me at the time.
Yeah, they really were. And I know a frequent guest on our program every Thursday, we have an hour with him, but on our show with Wes and Steve Moulton and Wes Neighbors, the drive is Coach Jimmy Fuller. And I know he had played a big part in recruiting you. And what kind of relationship did you have with Coach Fuller?
Me and Coach Fuller, he's one of the reasons that I got to the University of Alabama. He was great inspiration for me getting to the University of Alabama. But I get a chance to talk to him every now and then. You know, Fuller, that's my guy right there.
Yeah, no, we love him on the show and on this station, and he's such a great human being, and we knew that he meant a lot to you. And as far as your playing days, I totally agree, though. I think if you had come along in this era, you would have been really hard to stop. But one thing about you that I always admired is your toughness. I'll never forget in the 91 Iron Bowl, someone that this community is very familiar with as a player and a coach, James Willis. For much of your career, you didn't take a lot of hits, but he probably put the hardest hit on you that I saw in a game. But you popped right back up, just clapping your hands right after that hit. And, of course, you ended up scoring the clinching touchdown in that 13-6 win. But just talk about your toughness as a player. I think that's what kind of sets you apart. And it's part of your game that I don't think a lot of people talk about.
Yes. I grew up playing against older guys, so that really didn't affect me. So those older guys actually made me tough. You know, they taught me how to play the game, not to stand around the pile and stuff. You know, I was hit a whole lot as a kid, you know, standing around the pile. So I think that's where I got my toughness from. But that James Willis hit, I had seen him before he hit me, though. So I was already preparing myself for that hit. So a lot of people, you know, the way I played the game, that I really knew my surrounding when I was on the field. I pretty much could see things that a lot of people couldn't see. So, but I seen James Willis coming, so I wasn't going to jump out the way, you know, to show him that I was scared of him. I was just going to show him how tough I was, that I could take his lick and get up off the ground.
Yeah, without question, and no doubt about that. And obviously, but I guess, do you have a favorite game in your college career? My favorite one probably, in one of the best one-liners that I ever heard Keith Jackson say, was when you guys played Ole Miss in 1993, and he had the one-liner with Bob Greasy, running through a thunderstorm. When you broke through for one of your game changing runs in that game, but you really turned the game around with a long pass to Kevin Lee.
I think that's the game that Jay Barker got hurt in.
Yes,
he was returning back from injury and got hurt again. But I was very confident in my play that I could play quarterback at the University of Alabama. A lot of schools that recruited me coming out of high school wanted me to play quarterback, but I really didn't want to play. I wanted to play receiver, so I thought that would give me a better chance of making it to the NFL. So that's what I chose to play. But I was very confident in my skills of playing quarterback, and but that was a great game for me, and I think it was a breakout game for me. The world got a chance to see what all I can do, not just getting a snap from center. It gave me an opportunity to throw the ball also.
It really did, and you were 15 out of 20 in your career throwing the ball, and a lot of them were vertical throws. They weren't easy throws, and a lot of times when you had to come in to play quarterback, it was in a big situation to try to make a play, and much like the Tennessee two-point conversion, they knew where you were going, but they still couldn't stop you, and that was what was amazing because, of course, you played some running back as well, wide receiver. I always felt like you had the best set of hands I ever saw. I never remember you dropping a football throughout your career. I know Jay Barker tells a story in that Tennessee game where they came back for the tie that basically you just said, you throw the football and I'm going to go get it.
Jay Barker came to the huddle of that game, you know, and I knew it was critical time in the game, and I actually told Jay, I don't throw the ball to nobody else but me on this drive, but at the end of the drive, he threw the ball to me pretty much all the way down the field. But in the last part of the game, I think we was about on the 10 or 15 yard line. I think he hit, if it was Kevin Lee or he hit Curtis Brown for a touchdown. But I was excited about it. You know, it would have been our first loss in 2 years, so I didn't want it to go down like that. So I knew I could make a play. I didn't care who was on me, how many was on me, but I was just trying to make a play so we wouldn't get that first loss.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you, and I know you had two kids, your sons Davin and Pedro at the time, and you had a family to support. Do you ever regret not coming back in 1994? Because I think obviously you guys would have won the national championship if you had.
Yes, that's the only regret that I have about the game of football. That and also I had promised some kids that I would come back to get the Heisman Trophy award. But like you said, I had had three kids in high school, and and I had to do what was best for my family at the time. So I do regret not returning for my senior year. I feel like I let a lot of guys down, the guys that come in with me. And they only lost one game that year.
Yeah, they sure did.
At the time, I really didn't know Homer Smith was coming to Alabama. So if I didn't do that before the draft came about, I probably would have stayed.
Yeah, that would have been something to see, and you might have very well won the Heisman. But I got to believe it brings a smile to your face. Back in 2007 is when it really started, about everybody talking about Darren McFadden and the Wildcat. I've said that since then. You were the original Wildcat. They ought to really they
ought to call it David Palmer. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. They ought to call it the David Palmer. I was like, they talking about like it's some new wrinkle. David Palmer was the original Wildcat.
Yes, I did a lot. You know what I'm saying? What those guys did, I did that in high school. I did it in Little League football. So, yeah, a lot of people ask me about that. You know, they feel like that I was the originator of the Wildcat. But I am very appreciative of all the things that everybody says about me, and all the good things you guys say about me. I'm very fortunate.
No doubt.
You know, for the Lord, when none of that happened, Jim Stallings, my man, he been there with me thick and thin, and I owe him a lot of it.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah, and finally, I guess to and we thank you for the time again, David. What are you what are your thoughts on the appearance tomorrow with the fans at the Rocket City Tailgate Challenge?
Well, it's gonna be great to get out to see some of my old fans here. You know. Enjoy my time with old fans. I really do enjoy and get a chance to see a lot of people that I hadn't seen before.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say this unabashedly. Your jersey is still framed on my wall. It always will be. You're always going to be the deuce to me. You and Antonio Langham are my two guys, always will be, national champions and great players. And it's been an honor to have you on Talking Ball, David, and we look forward to hopefully speaking with you again down the road. But much success, and thank you for coming on with us today.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. That's David Palmer, everyone. We're going to go to a break here on Talking Ball. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Bob Jones, head football coach Kevin Rose.